Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money. But how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, April 10th, and we are here trying to help you make better, different, I don't know, maybe more nuanced financial decisions. We like to throw away the rules of thumb and instead talk to you directly about what's going on for you. And that way we can kind of customize the advice that we are procuring. And, you know, I have to say that both Mark and I are both certified financial planners. We don't do it for a living anymore. But having that kind of background and studying this world, it can sometimes jade you a little bit because, you know, we take for granted sometimes like, oh, you know, the numbers don't work or this, that, and the other thing. And the numbers are only part of it, all right? You and your desires in your financial life, what you want to do, that guides what your advice should be. And so I want to remind everyone out there listening, we don't care what you have, how much, how little. If you've got issues, you've got questions, all you need to do is go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and let us know if you'd like to join us on the air live. And today, we are joined by Andy, who's on the line from the Mid-Atlantic. Hello, Andy. How are you?
Hi, everyone. Thank you for talking with me.
Sure. What's going on? How can we help you?
Well, I laid it out there and I realized I don't have it in front of me, but I laid out my money to right there. I'm a 56-year-old woman who experienced a reduction in force in January of 2021, only to become rehired in December of 2023. You know, every website I go to tells me I am not making enough and I've been single most of my life and I'm kind of anxious about all that.
All right, let's walk you through this. So first of all, congratulations on getting rehired. That's amazing. How much are you earning now, about?
It's roughly about 170 a year.
And is that good for you? Do you feel comfortable with that level? You're supporting yourself? You feel okay?
Yes, it's the most I've ever made, actually.
Oh, that's great. So when you wrote to us, you said you have real estate that's worth $250,000 and that there's a $30,000 mortgage that's remaining. And is that your primary residence?
Yes.
Okay. And you want to stay there?
Yes, so much, pretty much.
Maybe. We'll see. Okay. Are you paying off that $30,000 mortgage faster? Are you trying to attack that? Is it a high interest rate mortgage or not?
It's not high. I got it at a good time. I only am doing it, and you know, I don't know much about money, but I'm only doing it because somebody said they thought it would be better for my taxes to have the loan still there because I have literally no other debt.
Okay. Well, I mean, it could be. It's just that if there's not a lot of principal that's left on the loan, the way that mortgage interest works is a mortgage deductions work is that the mortgage interest is deductible, not the principal. And my guess is you probably have a lot of principal at this point, not a lot of interest, but that's okay. I'm not in a hurry for you to actually have the mortgage paid off. So in addition to the money that is the equity in your home, you have some cash in the bank. You said it's over $300,000. So how did that accumulate?
Because I am an anxious person. I've always just saved.
And you feel safe with it in the bank, really?
I saved, and then given my age, I had a mother pass recently, and the children got the what was left from the estate. So that also contributed to about a third of it.
Okay, so you have $360,000, and is that in CDs? Is it in a high-yielding savings account? Like, tell me a little bit about where the money is inside the bank.
Oh, everything you say sounds good. I just have it in a credit union account.
Okay.
I'm just saving it.
But you're not averse to maybe buying a CD or something, right?
I would take any advice you think.
Okay, good. Excellent. When you worked previously, when you had the reduction in force, did you have a retirement plan with that job?
Yes.
So you have an old 401k or a 403b?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know about how much is in there now?
Much to, I think, somebody's chagrin, I have about $292,000 in one 401k.
Okay.
Something like I think that equates to it, a Schwab something, mm-hmm. that is roughly $60,000.
Like an IRA account, just a plain old IRA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In your new job, do you have a retirement plan available to you?
Yeah, I was, because I just started, I was counting that into that 291.
Okay. So, and how much are you putting into that retirement account now?
I asked for the maximum.
Oh, good. Okay. So you're making 170, you're putting the max into your retirement account, so you're going to start cranking on that, and the rest of the money you can live on because you don't have any other debt, there's nothing else that's going on. Is there anything you think you might need some of that cash for? Do you need a new car? Do you have any other obligation that you think you might need to address in, say, let's call it in the next year or two?
In that 360, I create actually a separate account. I've always heard that you should try to get a new car every 10 years. So mm-hmm. I made a little account for $35,000 for a new car if I get one. So that's part of it.
Okay. That's fine. You're making a lot of money. You're doing what you need to do. I know you had this huge setback in that a reduction in force in your 50s is no fun. And I get that. But it sounds like you really are on your feet. And how do you like the new job?
I like it. There's a reason why they're paying that much.
Mean like it's hard, like they're on top of you a little bit?
They are really. I mean, I think I let you know, I struggle with anxiety. So it's hard. Some things have happened there. And I've just tried to get along with it. But, there's always that feeling of like, man, what if it happens again? Since there was a 2-year time that I basically 2-year time where I was without a job.
I get that. I totally get that. How can you not go through something like that and not feel a little bit like have some misgivings? So I think, first of all, congratulations. You're in your new place, your new job. You're putting money into retirement. Do you have kids, by the way? Any children?
I don't.
Okay. So, I mean, look, first of all, you're 56 years old. You're hopefully going to work until your full retirement age, which is 67. You'll have Social Security. I'm wondering, do you have a sense of how much it would cost you to just live your life, what your expenses are on a monthly basis? And also, please, I don't mean like live like a pauper, like live, have a good, like, you know, you do the things you want to do.
You know, probably comfortably. I thought about this on a year. Mm-hmm. I could live anywhere between $58,000 and $60,000 a year.
That's great. Because if you work until like, let's say 10 more years or something, right? And you are entitled to Social Security, you'll have a chunk of money from Social Security. You said that, you know, this is the most you've ever made. Have you ever looked into your Social Security record to see what you could be entitled to at 67?
They said, you know, if you still have Social Security, then
you will.
They say that it would be $1,688 a month.
All right. So it'll be $1,700 a month. I mean, look, the longer you stay in the job, the more that will go up, right? Because the current job will start raising your average 40 quarters. That's how Social Security works. They say, well, you know, what were your average highest 40 quarters? And that, so it could go up from there. But let's say that by the time you get to Social Security, you're at $2,000 a month. Then what we need to figure out is how much you need to save. And what we need to really be doing is kind of a twofold approach. One is you're doing it already. You're putting money into your retirement account. Amazing. That's great. And if you can put the maximum in and still have, you know, life is pretty good, meaning the maximum, when I say, a lot of people hear maximum, they think up to the match. But the maximum right now is $23,000. And because you're over the age of 50, it's another $7,500. And so that means that, you know, if you can put in this $30,000 every year into retirement for the next, say, 10 years, that's going to go a long way to help you out. It's awesome. So great. That's number one, you're doing it. The second thing is, I would love for you to try to get some of this cash to work better for you. And I understand that you have a little of a tentative nature. You want to make sure that at the very least that a good chunk of that is available to you. But could you be willing to part with some portion of that let's call it $300,000, because you've got some money earmarked for the car. But could some of that money go into a longer term, say, stock market account, a blended account of stock and bond? Would you feel comfortable with that? Or do you say, like, absolutely not, it has to all be really safe? You tell me, what's your preference?
You know, again, I am a little anxious, so I just always heard things that, you know, what if the stock crashes again? What if this happens? But is there a thought process, given that I've told you I've been out of a job for almost 2 years until I landed, that maybe from that 360, I should take like 100K and put it somewhere?
Or is yeah. I'm thinking that you've got money in a credit union. Ask your credit union what they would pay you for CDs. And the reason why I think a CD could be really helpful for you is that right now, while interest rates are still high, you could lock in. And hopefully, I don't know, like, you don't have to do it at your credit union, but credit unions tend to have very good rates on their CDs. But if you could take, let's say, $50,000, okay, and you could say, I want that in a 5-year CD, and another 50 that goes into a 4-year CD, and another 50 in a 3-year CD, and you have 200 of it that is like basically available to you. And then the rest of it that you could maybe put it into, you know, at a Schwab account, where you would just say, I want half, like you could just choose like a, what's called almost like a balanced approach. Half of it goes, let's say $50,000 or $80,000, half into a stock market index, half into a bond market index. And that's it. And you allow yourself, every time that CD comes due, you look at your situation, or you give us a holler back and you say, do I need this money or not? Am I more comfortable because I'm a year closer to even thinking about retirement? Should I put this in the Schwab account at this point? And I think that because the RIF was so recent for you, okay, and this 2-year period of being out of work is so recent, that we just have to rebuild your confidence that you're going to keep your job. I think that having what we call a laddered CD, a little bit of money at different intervals, would help you regain that confidence. Do you think you could sign on to doing something like that, Andy?
You're going to laugh, but right after this, I'm going to look up what a CD is.
Okay, a certificate of deposit. I'm going to just define it for you. So a certificate of deposit is essentially a bank guarantee that you're going to give them a certain amount of money for a period of time, and they're going to pay you interest for that period of time. And that's it. That's all it is. It's almost like having that savings account, but it is not liquid. So that's why you're getting paid a higher rate. So you don't get to just take it whenever you want. And the other thing that I would ask you to talk to the credit union about is that whatever money you have in the credit union is hopefully in what's called a high yielding savings account, meaning that you're earning a higher amount of interest than just, say, a checking account. And all we're trying to do is create a plan for you where you have some money that has already, you know, you've paid tax on already. You just need to make it safe and secure for you while you're in this period of, again, getting your confidence back, earning this money. And at the same time, you would be putting money into the retirement plan through work. Make sure that that's invested. That doesn't just go into a money market. So, you know, if they've got a target date fund or something like that, you could use that. Is the money that's in the retirement plan and the current job, do you know where the retirement plan is held?
Fidelity.
Okay. So if Fidelity has something that is called either a lifestyle fund or a target date fund, they probably have funds that say the Fidelity boop, boop, boop fund 2035, 2040, those numbers that come after it. You could use those. And all that does is it targets a date at which you think you would retire. So for you, it might be 2035. You use the 2035 fund because that's, you know, 11 years from now. That's when you're thinking about retirement. And you can just put all of your money in that fund and make it easy for yourself. And put all of your contributions in there and all the current money in there and get yourself rebuilt. And I think that that's really all you need to do. Those are like when you've had a setback, I don't want you to get so nuts, because what'll happen is you'll go into some retirement calculator and it'll say you're failing, you're doing this, you know. Don't worry about that right now. We just need to get you, like, it's like we want your sea legs back. You're working again, you're getting used to having the money. If you put the maximum in, again, $30,500 for this year, that's a lot of money you're saving. And we get the money that's in the credit union working better for you, moving from, say, a savings account to some, just to have some certificates of deposit where you tie your money up for, say, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, a little bit at a time, and you get paid a higher interest rate for that. And I think if you do that, that's all I would ask. And then you get back in touch with us at the end of the year and we see how you're doing.
If I was devil may care and I thought, well, you know, just going to put this $100,000 into the 2035 plan, do you think that that would return better than the CDs?
Well, the thing is, you can't, I mean, yes, I do think over the course of the next 10 years, if you invest the money and you said, I'm just going to put money, $100,000, you'd have to put it into not the credit union. You couldn't put it into your retirement account. It would have to be a separate account. So you have an account at Schwab already. So either at Schwab or Fidelity, you could open up what's called an individual brokerage account. And yes, do I think you would do better over the next 10 years? Absolutely. But it's going to be a seesaw ride for you. And I want you, what I'm fearful of someone in your situation is that you do this and after you do it, the market goes down, you freak out and you just abandon ship. And I don't want you to do that. If you could do it for $100,000 and you could really say, I don't care, I'm just going to let this be, I'm going to shut my eyes, I won't look at it for another 10 years or 2 years, then I think you'd be fine.
I really appreciate this. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Check back in with us. I really would like to hear more from you. So listen, gang, when you have a setback, you go easy. You be nice to yourself. You give us a holler and hopefully we can help you out. So all you need to do is go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, write a note, let us know if you'd be willing to come on the air. And we're here for you, right? Whether it's a job loss, maybe it is the loss of a partner's income, maybe it is simply that, like, you got divorced and it was a financial hit. If you're looking to rebuild or even restart, we want to hear from you. Just let us know what's going on and how we can help you out. While you're on the website, don't forget to sign up for the free weekly newsletter. And of course, check out the YouTube show, Jill on Money, powered by The Compound. You can subscribe to Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen. Try to put your hands metaphorically or maybe physically, as long as you have permission to do so, on someone's back. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening and we'll talk to you tomorrow. If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information, all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.